Hi, this is Lori McCabe from the SMB Group. Today I'm talking to Jeff Schlicht, who is the founder and CEO of Octiva Corporation, which is the largest third-party provider, I'm told, for eBay resellers. Jeff, hi. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Lori.
Before we get into what Octiva actually does, can you just tell us a little bit about your company, you know, how it got started and how long you've been around, that kind of thing?
Sure. So I started Octiva in 1998, and I went to school to become a programmer. I got a job in the Bay Area, and I moved from a three-bedroom house to a apartment in the Bay Area, and in the process, my friend's mom, who knew I was the internet was kind of new, had been selling costume jewelry on eBay and introduced me to eBay. So as soon as I got back to the Bay Area, I started selling just everything that was still in boxes that I didn't need, and when I was done, I actually started looking for a product that I could sell. Just to make money. And the product I came across was coal from the Titanic. So I ended up buying 300 pieces of coal from the Titanic for $5 each and putting them on eBay for $29.95. And in that process, I found to do that every single time I was listing an item, I was having to do it over and over. I'd have to upload the images again every time and do the title and the description. And it was just taking me, you know, a lot of time. So I said, "Hey, I should build a tool to help me list better than everybody else." And I wasn't thinking of selling the tool. I was thinking of having a secret weapon to use against you know, the other
sellers. Yeah.
And so that's how I got started.
Well, that is a great story. I love that story, especially that coal from the Titanic part.
You
still have any of that left, Jeff?
I have like four or five pieces still in my office, and
yeah.
I've checked.
It's a reminder.
I don't know if you can buy them anymore. So I think the price has actually gone up.
They might be valuable now.
I might have been better off not selling them at this point.
Well, now that we know a little bit about how you got started, tell me a little bit about how it works for eBay sellers. You know, the particularly the small businesses that are eBay sellers. What does it do, and what problems does it solve for them?
So what our tool does is it makes selling on eBay easier, and it helps them establish more of their own branding, and it automates things on eBay, repetitive tasks that you would have to do manually yourself over and over. So it's a time-saving tool for people that sell on eBay.
So tell me a little bit about how it works. If I was selling that coal on eBay and I was just getting started on eBay, how more specifically would it help me?
What you'd do is you'd come into the site. You would actually enter a title and a price and create a description for the item and put the photos in. And then from that point, you can actually automate the selling of eBay and the relisting of the item. So really all you need to do at that point is deal with the orders once they come in. And the selling side and listing becomes automated.
So it basically takes a lot of the manual repetitious stuff out of the process for them.
Exactly.
Okay. And what are you hearing? You know, you've been doing this for a while. What, you know, how have you changed it, Octiva, over the years to, you know, serve these sellers more in terms of what they're looking for in a solution like this?
I mean, we're always looking, you know, for ways to improve the process to make it faster or easier than you can do it on eBay. So there's eBay changes that we help people automate as well. When eBay, you know, adds new rules, we need to update the software and help them keep their listings updated. And we just try to keep a focus on making it easy for the seller to run their business and have more time to actually focus on things, that other parts of the business where they can actually be able to grow the business.
Yeah, which is so important, because if you're spending all your time just repetitively entering information, it's, you know, I mean, something I guess you have to do if you don't have a tool to automate it, but it's really not getting you ahead. So how can, you know, if I was selling something on eBay and I wanted to kind of ramp up my business a little bit, how would I try this? Is there a free trial? And, you know, what's the pricing like?
So we have a 30-day free trial. It's really easy to sign up. It only takes a minute or two. It walks you right through the process. We actually will, if you already have some items listed on eBay, it'll bring them into the system. And we have plans ranging all the way from a smaller seller or person that's doing it as a hobby that started at $2.95 a month.
And that's $2.95 a month?
$2.95, and then
I ask you because a lot of times that would be $295 a month to start that.
That is true. That is
that's good. Fun. Okay.
It's a really it's a really good value, and then all the way up to $19.95.
Very affordable. Sounds like, that sounds like, you know, if I was selling something on eBay, which I'm not, but one of my friends is, I would definitely have her check that out. What other tips? You know, it sounds like you, not only do you have this solution for eBay users, but you've been an eBay seller and you obviously talk to these people all the time. What are your top kind of tips for sellers on eBay?
So I think this one for me has been something I focused on a lot when I was selling was you get a set number of characters to create your call the title, and that's how people actually, when they enter a search, find your item. So really being descriptive in your title and having the right keywords there so that people can find your listing.
Yeah, like maximizing that real estate, yeah.
Exactly. Secondly is to really pay attention to the pricing of your item. You know, do the research, see what the competition is selling the product for.
Mm.
You know, is this a seller that there might be a really low price, but they might have just one? So is this something you have inventory of? You know, having a good pricing strategy to make sure that you're not giving up too much profit, but also being competitive enough to get the buyer's attention. And then I think lastly is to think like a buyer. What would you want if you were going to buy this item? So keep the description, you know, clear and concise, provide all the info they need. Don't be overly onerous in the policies that you have. I don't want to read a description that has 15 rules. I would like to buy the item and, know what I'm getting and, you know, what the return policy would be in these kind of things.
Right. And Jeff, for people that want to learn more, what's the URL for this site?
So our URL is www.auctiva.com. You spell that AUCTIVA.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, Jeff, for joining me today and sharing the information with us. I think you had some good tips for the eBay sellers, and I think the solution looks like one that a lot of them will want to check out. So thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Lori.